Hey, I'm FK.
And I'm Joels.
Welcome to I Said What I Said,
the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast.
Yo.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode. Yes, we're late. Yes, we're sorry.
Yeah, we whatever. Know, listen, life has been happening. Mans are busy, you know?
Okay, this week we're going to be talking about meeting people in Lagos.
Yes.
But we'll first start with the hot topics. But before that, as usual, FK, what have you been up to the last 2 weeks?
What have I been up to? So I went back to my ancestral home from my mother's side. I went back to Ghana, Accra. And, you know, I just would like to say again, I made a statement on Twitter that Accra has nicer places than Lagos. And I love you, and I'm Mr. Easy. Listen, I said what I said, okay? So, that's it. I'm not changing sides, though. Lagos is better. Unfortunately, Ghanaians are Raz. So, that's the problem that they have. They have all the nice places, but had it been that Nigerians were there, the whole thing would be popping off. But, yeah, I went to Ghana with my family. It was lit, bar the night of the explosion. That was scary. But apart from that, we had a cool fun. Good times.
Any other thing?
Since I've been back, no. Not really. I've been trying to look for Forex.
Very important.
Very key. So, yeah, that's really what I've been doing. I'm supposed to start whole 30. I'm on, like, whole
minus. Elimination diet.
I'm on, like, whole minus 5 now. So my diet is failing woefully. Where is my discipline? You know, like what's going on with the whole thing? My fitness levels are not having any range at this moment. So yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be doing with my life right now, but it ain't working. And what else? I'm up to something, you guys. Something is cooking. I'm not like an upcoming artist. You're not ready. Get ready. Y'all ain't ready.
I don't even know what you're talking about, and I'm afraid to find out.
Oh, that's the thing. It's a mysterious stuff. We'll discuss on the next episode.
Wait, are you going to try and move to Fashion Week band?
Sorry?
Are you trying? Like one or two now. Give them.
Fashion Week.
Now,
one of those shows. You know what I realized about Nigerian Fashion Week? When I go, it brings out the worst sides of myself. Because instead of, for example, focusing on the runway or the new looks that are coming from designers, I spend most of the time laughing at what people are wearing.
Wow. Okay.
Because the fashionistas, some of the ones we have here, I'm not 100% clear on their aesthetic. You know, for me, it's not really an understandable one. What about you? Are you giving them Fashion Week? What are your looks?
I'm going to finesse. So I think there's a work invite. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that. Give them press. It.
Yes.
Oh, that's I'm actually coming with you. Me too. I'm also press. Is this not a podcast? Is this not media?
I'm over you.
Okay. I'm coming. I'm doing press. Next time, we're going to review Fashion Week Lagos.
What have I been doing over the last 6 days? I haven't really done much. This is nothing new, really. I mean, by now,
you guys begged your lass to start living her life now.
Last week, I attended like a book bank thing.
Okay.
And I met Lola Shoneng, who wrote The Secret Lives of Baba Segi's Wives.
Oh my God. Wow. I love her.
There was a whole discussion and everything, and she's dope. She's amazing. So now I'm trying to move to Ake Festival.
Wow, that one in. Do you know, I heard that stuff is a party.
Let's go.
That is not a joking stuff.
We'll find a way to go. We're going.
Someone invited me last year, but I thought that was
no, this year it looks really, really late. I think we should go.
I said that they said it's full rocks. Forget all this poetry that they're always reading. They are getting up to all sorts of things.
I have a friend's wedding coming up.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted in advance. Yeah. And we are thinking, both of us, of going to Shrine tonight.
Yes.
So there's that.
You guys, I'm going to wear dashiki.
So you can be worn.
I think so. I feel like I should. I don't know why. I want to give them a kind of... I'm going to look into the archives.
Girl, bye.
I want to give them some kind of like Afrocentric look.
I'm also owing people work, so I've been dodging.
I owe it. So many people work.
So like they will call me and I'll just decide at that point in time that I'm sick.
You know what's tragic? Yesterday, for like a whole 7 hours, I signed out of Twitter. Not because I didn't want to be part present social video, but because when the person asked me that, the work you've done, I want to be able to say, can you see? I've not even been active on social media. They don't know that I blocked them on WhatsApp. That's why their message is not delivery. I just told them that I'm in a no service zone. Where I am, Etisalat cannot reach it, or 9 mobile. Sorry, bloody fools. But anyway, so that's just by the way. So yeah, that's this. Anyway, if you are shrine tonight, please hit us up. Well, actually, no, by the time you hear this, we'll have come back from shrine. Anyway, yes. And I can assure you that it's going to be a fascinating one.
Yeah. So we'll discuss that.
We'll let you
podcast.
Know. It's celebration, yeah. You know? I just want to be a monk. I just like, the thing is, I've really struggled with the fact that I don't think I'm cool enough.
For all those things,
I don't think so.
I don't have the range.
I don't have the range.
I don't have the range. I feel like those things, like, you need to be fully involved and I'll just
I feel what's like going I'm going to look silly. I feel like, although I have one kaftan kind
my
of
gosh,
a piece.
Okay.
Genuinely, I have like it's like an agbada, actually.
I think I know this thing you speak of.
Yes.
And I don't want you to wear it.
That's what I'm going to wear. As wow. That's what I'm going to wear. Then I'll now wear rip jean. And I... Oh, meanwhile, I can't even wear this outfit to Fashion Week. It'll be fashion, nonny. That's it.
All right, I am over you.
Right.
And we are now moving to the hot
topics.
The first thing we're going to talk about is the fact... See, whatever you feel about Nigeria is bad. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how bad it is. Just in case you had any hope before. The great, the one and only... Ayofayashe of Ekiti State.
I'm sorry, actually, I think you are referring to him as Ayofayashe. Meanwhile, he actually referred to himself as Peter the Rock Fayoshe. Okay? So I think you need... Yes. He self-proclaimed himself Peter the Rock, bracket, the Rock, parenthesis, the Rock, Ayodele Fayoshe. So I believe all we should right. be calling him Rocky from now on.
So he has serious plans to become the president. He has started his campaign. Soft campaign, I think it is. He hasn't yet brought out the big guns. He's still busy with stomach infrastructure in Ekiti State. So that might be taking up a bit of his time. But anyway, he wants to be president of this country. And you know, I actually low-key dig it. I think he has
you
the...
dig it.
I think he has the madness. He has the full range of
okay,
madness.
Okay, you guys, listen. Let me tell you what is absolutely not. First of all, I just need to read you some experts from Fayoshe's speech. First of all, he told people that he's going straight to the villa. That's where he's going. He doesn't realize that he's going straight there in order for them to tell him that he has to turn back. Because there is no way in hell that this country is going to have... Look, Bihar Buhari is quite unfortunate in his presidency, but let me tell you who's going to be worse than Buhari. Rocky Fayoshe.
Rocky Balboa.
Fayoshe.
Rocky the Ekiti. What should we should create like a poster for him? Rocky Ekiti edition.
I think so. I don't know what his campaign caption should be, but I really, really feel like, you know, we should get behind him. I want to just read you some excerpts of Fayoshe. First of all, I didn't realize that you could lie like with such vim. He said, "I do not stand before Nigerians to present myself as one with the answers to all our national questions. Rather, I present myself as one with the required knowledge, understanding, competence, and what, above all, political will to coordinate the human and material resources that we have in abundance to achieve the national greatness." What he now said that is killing me is, having served successfully as a governor twice in a state with very meager resources, meanwhile, if you're from Ekiti, that's shade on your head. He's trying to say that had it been that he was governor of Lagos, he would have been popping off. He said he can say expressly that he's well-equipped in terms of knowledge, experience, and physical and mental capacities to hit the ground running. And Nigeria needs a younger... First of all, Rocky, you're 56, okay? So youth is not actually on your side anymore.
You're rude. Because, no, but how old is Bubu?
That's a low blow.
That's at least 2 decades.
Oh, come
Chill
on.
Chill up. How old are our parents? How old
come
are your pops?
On.
Like around the same age.
My dad is not running for governor. Why? Because my dad understands. He understands. Everybody started. Fayoshe doesn't have the range.
Who told you? This is what I don't
okay,
like.
You tell me what Fayoshe has
what
accomplished
so far. What
you should
say is you don't want him. Because don't lie to yourself that what you need to run this country is range. You need anything but, actually. Because you can get there and be playing. Like traveling.
My guy is already playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so he should continue at the national level.
He's very good at taking power back. in the way he did in Ekiti State that, so he's going to take the power back from the incumbent Buhari. Let me tell you, when we hear in the next couple of weeks that Fayose is not feeling well, or that they've removed him from committees and so on, so nobody should ask why he said all this. Anyway, is he crazy?
He's not. He's dead serious. I've met no met
the PDP party has told him that he should forget it.
Well, PDP is not feeling it.
They've zoned it to the north. Call it work. It's not possible. Do you know
what makes me laugh? Is that now that they said they've zoned it to the north, I am fine. She's going to go and bring her own grandma from Zamfara State.
He's going to be a woman.
One grandmother.
It's going to be a woman.
His
running mate is going to be.
He did not want to say anything.
Fatima.
I said he's going to claim that his grandmother is from Zamfara State.
So yeah, you guys, I don't know about Rocky being the president.
But if you, okay, so this is what I'm going to say to people that are listening. If you don't agree with Fayose's presidency, if you are being stubborn, obstinate, you know too much. Okay, please at us on our Twitter let us know who should run. Since you don't want Fayose.
Let me tell you something. Donjas is actually a better candidate for the presidency than Fayose. Yes. We've seen Donjas successfully manage a coup of Mohit to Mavens. He has gone from a military rule to a civilian rule now, and he's working. So look, I don't know what to say. Personally, I'm moving for Donjas 2019. Since everybody is running now, Rocky is running, Don Babaje should also run. Listen, is Donjas again? That's a political headline if I've ever seen one. Okay. What do you know about that? My time one, they call makes the jingle and they're playing it in 57 and we're dancing. I'm going to vote now. Hello there.
Okay.
Who needs to give out rice?
Okay.
So that's that. Yeah. Listen, I don't know. Even Jola has more chance of becoming president.
I don't like the tone with which you said that thing. Even. I'm fully qualified to be. Because this is. What do you need? No secondary school certificate.
Yes. Uh-huh. And you're even internationally exposed.
I finished secondary school. I did A levels.
Look at that.
I did university.
That is it.
The point is not whether or not I passed. I went. I went there. I finished. They said I should do masters. I said no.
That's it.
But still, I went to university. Listen, and came out.
Look. All so I'm what do you mean I can't do it? Is let's like. I know Nigeria is a joke, but like let's not take it. You know, let's not take it too far with Rocky. Are you telling me? Okay, imagine a meeting with Rocky and Trump. What's gonna happen?
I just want to be flying on the wall during that meeting because I can assure you,
a full of slaps
are going to start coming out. Coming before Secret Service can move like this. I have jumped on Trump, said, "What did you say?
Is it me you are talking to me?
Tangerine, oh shit. What did you say?"
So yeah, that's really that. Let's put in our prayers this thing. It's not gonna happen anyway, but okay.
Love your optimism.
Let's just leave it. It's not optimism.
Nothing is out of bounds.
I said that Donjas is gonna be president before Rocky.
Speaking of presidents, you know who I think our next president should be?
Who?
Mommy Aisha.
Mommy Aisha.
She don't send nobody. She don't give no goddamn.
You know what? I believe in his deep recesses of his heart. Buhari regrets marrying this woman. He sure? regrets it to the core of his bone because he has just seen that. No, the woman is a weary. She's mad. Between her and Zara, I don't know what blood is in there. I wish their husband, their daddy had the same vim in them because they're just calling everybody out left, right, and center. Aisha is having none of it. She's not with it. My babe says she was ill, that she called Asoro Clinic to ask if they have x-ray, but they said it's not working. They don't have it. She asked them, what are you doing with 3 billion naira? What have you been
doing? You ain't got no paracetamol.
Nothing.
You ain't got no syringe.
No, but you guys, can we just take it in our stride that in Aso Rock, they don't have paracetamol?
Then you go to Lasso and start complaining. Do you know what I mean?
Nigerians are, if your leg is broken, it's paracetamol that they'll first give you. In Aso Rock,
they don't have.
Okay. Then we're asking why Buhari went to do internship in London.
She looks, didn't ask the right question. She started with Agbo. It's true now. Like, let's be realistic. Maybe they said we should buy Nigerian the naira. That'd be whatever.
What do you call it? They said we should buy the naira.
We should buy something, Sha, that has to do with Nigeria. So why did she start with Agbo? Woo!
She's a hospital that is 100% foreign owned. Just to let us know that, listen, you people's country is in disarray. It is in destruction. And then Zara, I love her. She puts her Aisha story that, what have you people been doing?
What is she?
You know that kind of thing? You just package it. You just fill the whole place with drugs because you're in Aso Rock. But this time I know that actually you are finished as a nation.
Nah.
Truly it's actually finished. Unreal. Meanwhile, I didn't realize that there was Aso Rock clinic. And I've gotten involved.
Okay, when we were shouting about budgets.
And I've gotten
involved with they were writing 3 billion. I said, which paracetamol do you want to buy? That is 3 billion.
Okay, evidently,
which doctors?
They've gone to use to buy something else. The person that is in charge, that nurse that is in charge of the clinic, is driving a Range Rover.
You say nurse.
I'm telling you.
If they don't have paracetamol, what makes you think that they have doctor or nurse there? The most they can have is maybe all the people that do door-to-door sales for Yemkem. That are selling natural Jolab herbs.
Okay. It's for Yemkem or Forever Living. They're selling aloe vera gold in the Aso Rock clinic.
Because they can't, even if you don't have paracetamol in your clinic.
You guys, let me just tell you, start applying for Ghanaian passports. Let me tell you why. Because, I mean, look, what is the state of the nation when the clinic in the presidential mansion, they don't have paracetamol? Babe said they don't have any syringe.
X-ray machine is not working.
The X-ray machine, like, what do you want from like 3 billion naira? Do you know what I can do with 3 billion naira? I don't. Do you know what? I can't even fathom billion.
Do you
naira.
Know what I can do with 300,000? Are you joking here?
Actually, 300k can change my life right now.
What are you saying here?
I can actually.
And do you know what made me laugh is that like a part of me was like, oh yeah, talk your shit, mama. Another part of me was like, okay, so it's 2 years in that you find out that they don't have paracetamol.
Exactly, because she hasn't been using the clinic.
I was just like, is it 2 years in that you people
she hasn't been using the clinic club. Aisha has other things.
So what
to
I don't
do.
Want to ask is, so all of you, president's family, vice president,
none of you
have
been
headache.
Needing paracetamol.
You've never needed any.
This is why Buhari had to go and, you know, do a staycation.
I'm sure when they told him that, you know, you when you get home, you'll be going for a checkup. Bad eyes. I'm sure he was lying on in that bed. They said they were whispering to his PA, you know, once he's feeling better, I'm sure he can continue his checkup. He just sat up.
I'm not going nowhere. So you guys, anyway, I just think that if you're a medical practitioner, this is your chance. You've now heard the size of the contract in Aso Rock. Better start packing your bags. Go and knock on Aisha's door that, hello, I'm ready to serve my country in Aso Rock Clinic. Tell them just create an
Emzo,
office.
You people should go straight there. Give her a complimentary box.
Do you get? Give her a complimentary box, Baba Blue. All of you. Nigeria doesn't understand packaging. You guys should have been sending this woman drugs.
Once she made that first call,
in fact, someone should buy her an X-ray machine. Send it there. Fire shape, fire an X-ray machine. Let's know that you are really in charge of the country. Rocky, Kilo Day. So yeah, that's really it. It saddens me to say that I am, one, not surprised, and also not even that interested in the fact that Aso Rock Clinic is not working. Because what's the worst that can happen?
Let me tell you something. I'm not even shocked.
My own clinic
I
is not
went
working.
To Lasso one day.
Why?
And they told me that I will come back tomorrow. Guess why?
Why?
No light. Good. They don't know when light is coming back.
Good.
So you will go and come
so
back.
So people are supposed to have... Anyway, no problem. I don't
so,
know. I don't want
welcome
to,
well. To the life of the masses. First yeah. lady and first daughter, Aisha. Welcome.
Come join us, my loves.
Okay, and the final thing we have... It's obvious that in Aso Rocko, they are drinking something
yes, I feel like Aso,
makes
like
their
the
blood
political
hot.
Elite is turning into like shade room.
This is what you say, shade room. WWE, they are tapping each other in one each by each.
Because every day, brouhaha, every day, debate.
Every
the punchlines are saying Kinnikon versus Kinnikon. Your petroleum, what is even his position? Minister of State. See, first of all, I just don't even understand. Who is the Minister of Petroleum, Buhari?
It's Buhari. And you know what I said the first time I read that thing? The first thing I said is, this is excellent. Because when Dezani... You are doing rubbish under our cabinet. Everybody crucified. I said, by force. I said, this must call Buhari. Come and answer.
They must call him.
They must call him under your.
So that's
your
number
ministry.
One. Number
people,
two.
Money has gone missing. Come out. Come and
what
answer.
What was his name? Ibe Catch. Catchy.
That guy wears the snazziest suits in Aso Rock. The snazziest.
I'm also
suits.
Not even sure what his position is again. Anyway, him
is
and.
He's Minister of State for Petroleum.
Good. Imam Baru, who is an NNPC, which is essentially like... NNPC has to be some sort of criminal organization. I fundamentally believe the structure of NNPC is similar to the structure of the Italian mafia. It's just a fraud.
Okay, first of all, don't look so far. Like, we keep having this conversation. You need to look towards local content.
What
the
do you mean?
The Italian local mafia has structure.
Yes, an organized body.
It's what we have here is NURTW. All of them. All of them. All. Completely nicknamed. All of them. All of them are like that. You have, as we have Taloski Bo,
Lamba.
We have those guys. See the Ibe, Baru, Bubu. All of them.
Look.
That's what we have there.
Anyway, the people in charge of the thing that controls your
main
source of income as a Nigerian, they're fighting, you know. Obviously, you know they're fighting. And then, like, Gossip Girl. They're going to events, shaking hands and appearing in pictures. Meanwhile, sending each other all kinds of letters, trying to undo all kinds of decrees. This is a TV show. Like, I hope you know. This is not even House of Cards, because House of Cards even has suave, even has packaging. This is Gossip Girl. One is telling Serena one is telling Blair the other, and then people are gossiping about it. Some are writing, like, what is going on? And then Jola gave me one gist today, which is why the whole thing, because I was like, do you know what? I don't know if I care that they're fighting and the whole nation can come crumbling down at any moment because they don't know what's going on. But then tell the people what you discovered today.
So it was in the papers that, so the allegation was that GMD Baru had illegally allocated some oil contracts without going through the Minister of State or something.
Oh, that's a shock.
Line. So Baru now dakpadad the next day saying, hold up, first of all, we ain't got to go through you, nigga. That's the first thing. Second thing is, the president himself signed off on these orders. Somebody now said, actually,
was the president not?
Was he not ill?
Was he not unavailable for
work? He
said
he was from a sick bed. But they said, well, while we would like to agree with you on that, didn't he say he had handed over to Prof?
Good.
So, as of this morning, as of this afternoon,
I Prof saw that.
Himself has now come
Prof
out
said that he was actually the one that signed. And you know, I don't like these kinds of things. Koda is not fair. It's actually not fair because Prof is a nice man. He's actually a lovely man. And what they are doing, Koda, can they just knock on his door this morning that, hello, sorry, you signed something. I said, when? I said, you signed
it. I said, you signed it.
You don't remember? I said, you signed this thing. He said, what do you mean? I said, you are announcing it today. You signed it. When? I was there. You signed it. That's all. Barry said, you signed it. So you signed it. That's what happened. They knocked on his door. Don't ask me how I know. Okay? My sources in Aso Rock, you don't know them. And that's it. Don't question my knowledge. That's what happened. They knocked on his door. They said, Prof, do you remember signing these contracts for this man? He said,
this is
no.
Just me being funky. First of all, I don't have that much integrity. Don't be deceived. I used to think I did, but me, I'm the kind of person that Igboruma disambisa, we would destroy the. I would
turn it into rough for everybody.
If it was a star level, I would distort the other of the Niger. That's where we would start from.
I did what?
People have been chopping, enjoying
this.
This
man left.
You know what?
They refused to acknowledge to be an active president. They now said, I signed. It's a shame.
I'll be confused as to. So you people are in time. You are collecting dollars. You now want me
Prof
to be the poor guy.
Nice man.
You're joking.
That's it.
Me that have hope of a career outside politics.
I'm telling you that
you
now
want to stay
nice
my wife.
Man, my guy said he. But look, Oga, you're dealing with hooligans. Okay. Don't try and take the fall for anybody. Don't take one. First of all, there's no team. Don't take one. Save yourself.
There is a team. I don't think. I just don't feel like he's a valuable
player. There is no Oga. Save yourself. Okay. Stand on your own. Tell us that you did.
You're on your own already.
You are. You're not involved in this mess. All that's going to happen is they're going to say, he signed it. He did this and that. So, yeah, I just, like, when will we have sense? You know, it's a broad question I always have to ask. When will we have sense? Like, is there a time coming? For example, 2019, who's running Atiku?
Okay. Why are you joking now? FK, this is deeply unfair. Why are you acting like you don't know?
No, I don't know. Atiku is running.
I am running. I don't know why you're laughing. Like, this thing really hurts my feelings that you were laughing. So are you trying to tell me legitimately that I'm not qualified for the job?
I'll ask something. Who's funding your campaign?
I don't like the way you talk. We're talking about one thing. You started talking about a different
who's
thing.
Who's funding your campaign? What are you going to give the people in order to support you?
Hope, none. Hope, jokes.
She said hope.
Jokes, we'll be cracking jokes.
Listen, instead of you to align yourself with Rocky Fire Shea and enter a campaign, let them put you in charge of. See, I would like Jola to be in charge of my local government. It's yours, sir.
That it, place.
It fits you. That place fits you. You have to paint the office. Yeah? It's a bit.
It's a bit off, isn't it?
It's a bit looking a bit summer.
Anyway, the moral of the story is I wish Kachiku, Baru, what all of them that are fighting in Aso Rock, we wish them the best of luck in their
I don't. I don't wish them best of luck. I don't wish them best of anything. I wish for all of them to have sense. That's it. I don't wish them anything because you people are grown. You are not one in primary school. And he said that. And I know. I'm the one that said, listen, what's going on? In any case, like I said, NNPC is a criminal organization.
It's a criminal enterprise.
The whole thing just needs to be taken down. Like the whole
If you want thing. To laugh, please just check on Twitter the bio for NNPC.
That's it.
That's the funny one of the funniest things. I saw something there about integrity. Something there about innovation. I said the war. You
been
people
innovating now. They have Twitter. Is that not a step forward in your direction? Anyway, have you not seen Kachiku suit? Is that
I
not
wish,
innovation?
I like Kachiku, so I wish him the best of luck. They want to
beg, I don't
they want
like
to frustrate
him.
Baba.
Like
Baba said
anybody.
No be me and you.
Baba doesn't have the heart rate to be frustrated anymore. Baba is having all sorts of other. Baba is fighting for life. I don't think you people understand that he's not caring about. Baba's trying to see tomorrow. Baba's main concern now is, can I make it to Saturday? You people are saying all this. Anyway, now I just want to tell you guys something. So myself and Jola were in Hands and Rene,
the best spot.
Yeah, shout out to Melissa who was also there with us. And of course we got together and we were gisting about the tragedies of men in Nigeria. Because she lives
not
in
even
London.
Nigeria,
just men in general.
Because Melissa
right?
is British,
actually, yeah.
Ghanaian,
and she had tragedies of men as well. So yeah. Just like the tragedies of men in general, and you know the strangest thing that I have ever experienced happened. First of all,
legitimately,
someone who had like the ocean on their head. I mean, I haven't seen waves like that since circa 07. You
no,
know.
Now when was it that we were doing prom? 08.
08, where you put Vaseline, you tie
durag, you now dye it.
You now brush your hair, you now go to next, you now dye your hair. Anyway, someone came and I was just looking at this guy. He was wearing waistcoat, he had one kind of pocket you know, pin brooch. Anytime you see anybody in Lagos wearing a brooch or you know a pocket watch, you know that they're up to something that cannot be
good,
that can't take
it
to
can't.
Heaven.
Mm-mm.
This guy came and he introduced himself. He said he's a professional matchmaker. Excellent. I said, well, he said he's a professional matchmaker. And I really want you guys to use his service. I think he's a lovely lad. The name of the matchmaking service is Elite Love Club.
Elite Love Club.
I must say it one more time.
Elite Love Club.
So if you're listening and it happens that you know that you're not what? Elite. It can be for you. But he is a professional matchmaker. And when we asked him about his success rate, he said hundreds of couples have gotten married. So ladies, men, you people who have been looking for the love of your life, look no further. Elite Love Club is here.
I'm happy that FK said that this happened to her. Because let me explain what happened. Right, this guy came and started talking. And I was wondering, I was too tired. FK started involving this guy with conversation. So, tell me more about yourself. What do you do? After like 3 minutes, I said, see, sorry, please, can you make it snappy? Because we need to know where this is going.
No, like, no, Jola actually looked at him and she was like, you know, this seems lovely, but like, let's get to the end point. What are you saying?
What are you saying? What do you want? This guy sat down and eavesdropped on our conversation for hours. Like at least the guy sat down there for an hour and 30 minutes.
The
he's
whole
dropping.
Conversation.
And then came up and started talking about it. It seems like we're dissatisfied with men. Nigga,
what are you saying? Anyway, so he said he seems we're dissatisfied with men. And then he obviously wanted to introduce us to his matchmaking
services.
He said, you know, he collects your information. They do a thorough search.
Check.
And then they have different packages. 3 months. 6 months, 12 months, where you then get qualified leads, qualified introductions of people. So my question to you guys is, I mean, we're saying it now. First of all, I have to tell you that his business card is gold, yellow gold. Yeah. Then there's
the
a silhouette of a naked lady on it. So I don't know what you're going to make of that. Okay, you make your mind up about the kind of elite love club this is. That's all I'm going to say. But I want to ask you something, Jola. Let's say that this thing was not seedy and shady. Think about this thing carefully. First of all, we'll
my
get to meeting people in Lagos.
Are not evil.
We Can you not use it? Can you use a matchmaker?
Let's do something.
A professional matchmaker.
This. FK, did you see that guy? That guy wanted to sell us to men in Dubai. He had no good intentions at all. If you guys had seen how dodgy, looking this guy, how greasy this guy looked there.
See, honestly,
he's Sean Go himself that will kill
the
me.
The thing is,
I'm giving him my number.
He refused to tell us the price of these packages. And the number
because it's not us that will pay. Hey, us that has already sent our picture to somebody.
This guy is charging forex for this service. My God, just call it what it is. There's sugardaddy.com. It's not bad. Some people are needing this service. It's not bad. Listen, get yours. I don't judge anybody. It's not bad. Elite Love Club. That's it. But my question is, if there was a professional matchmaking service, as in professional, elites, mm-hmm. you know, people that have sense, uh-huh. they've screened them. Mm-hmm. Who is it?
No, but guess who would? My mother on my behalf. I don't know why we're laughing. Your mom, you just say your mom that you've traveled and you've come back. And she tell you, my mother, let's say your husband is the one that's picking you up. Don't worry, I had to screen idea. It.
Sell this matchmaking to adults, to parents.
To parents,
that's it. Forget all this other one that we're saying. The guy even said that, you know, for you to use the service, you have to bring three of your friends to do character testimony for you so that they can tell him who you really are. Me, let me tell you something, right? Have you seen Millennium Matchmaker, all these programs? Listen, at the end of the day, all the people that my friends have introduced me to, have they not been useless in the end? Yes. So, it's not amounted to anything. So maybe it's time to try a different approach.
I don't think there's anything wrong with using a matchmaker. It would just be weird because the level of expectation. So
yeah.
You don't have expectations. See, if my friends introduce me to anybody or Demi, you will know from the beginning. You won't bother. You can't have sense. They are trying for me. I'll try my best. But
see, if you pay somebody to go and search...
You have some deep, and you know what it means. It now reflect badly on you. So imagine if after the guy has gauged you, he now brings what he thinks will fit you. I feel like I would be depressed.
No, you tell somebody him your will, spec now. Mm-mm.
It's one thing for you to have spec and for them to know what should be your spec. They now bring what they feel you deserve.
They now bring somebody SK, who
they
is
now bring
using
one...
Twitter from business center to abuse others. That's it.
Oh, they'll bring one guy that's when you enter, you say Edekunle. You start from one guy that you enter, you say that you can't greet.
You select your specifications. Mm. Jola, have faith. You guys, I'm telling you, when you see a professional battery service, you know that I'm the one that invested in it. I'm telling you, this thing can bang.
It could, but I just feel like this thing can Nigerian bang. Factor won't allow it bang.
No. Let me tell you, I think we actually need it because everybody's mad. Yes, you tell. Okay, now let's get to meeting people in Lagos. First of all, what are the locations that you meet? I mean people.
The best and most consistent place to meet people in Lagos. Don't laugh. Don't judge me. It's traffic. That's where we spend the most time. 4 or 5 hours a day, you are sitting down in traffic. If you just say, make sure that you are around Ozumba by 4:35.
I've seen some serious specs.
All married. Don't bother. If the car was the car nice, yes. Was the window wound up so he can afford AC? Yes. Odimari.
I don't like Jola's negativity.
All right, girl.
I absolutely can't stand her negativity. I've seen some serious specs in traffic, which is another app I did. You guys were giving out business ideas here for free, and I need somebody to start
Lit Lagos, love in traffic Lagos.
Oh, look at it. Simple. Lit Lagos. What do you all know about Lit Lagos? If I see this Lit Lagos somewhere, we're suing your
ass. I'm Azubabai.
You and your daddy, you are very crazy. You and the person you met in traffic, we're suing
all of you. We'll collect, if you don't have money, we'll collect your first
especially bond. On that Falomo going back to Ikoyi for VIA. If you see the kind of spec, and I know you're moving to Ikoyi, which is where you live, so I know that you are in a tax bracket above the rest. By the time I see you are going the other way, me fair, yeah. I don't want that. Or you are on Osborne heading to the mainland. Please. But that moving to, and then when you're not even moving to like the new old Ikoyi, you know, you're moving Queens Drive.
FK, they're all bankrupt too.
Jola, what is your issue? What's your issue?
Yeah, as the voice of reason.
I don't understand. What is your problem? Why must you bring me down? Okay. Why must you bring me down?
Yeah, as the voice of
what
reason.
What are positive vibes only? We've been saying it. Jola said they are bankrupt. And so what?
Okay, sorry.
Must they know? Must everybody know? Can't it be a secret? And so what? But by the time we launch all these services, we won't be bankrupt again.
True. So far, we've launched a
professional matchmaking app. We've launched Lagos Love and Traffic.
Love and Traffic app.
But for real, I mean, like, people say they find it. I don't think Lagos is made for you to really meet people like that.
Yeah, because you don't have time.
Yeah, it's not even you don't have time. Like, the way it works, you're always moving, obviously, with people you know. Lagos is not really the kind of place where you go to new places and meet that many new people. So you're moving.
I met him in a coffee shop. Where? It's not even cafe new.
Yahoo boy.
Let's say for instance, my own version of a coffee shop is Mega Chicken. Okay, I don't drink coffee and I don't believe in all this. That's not the point. Anyway, so I'll be standing in Mega Chicken.
Somebody will now the say, place
and you know, it's always romantic elsewhere.
You now bump into each
one
other.
One Yoruba guy with heavy fingers now tap you, dig his chubby fingers. Hello, sister.
See, you're not telling your children how you people met. You say that it's because you are struggling over who take the last tasu. Very stupid. My friend, are you the last pulse in the line? I'm at your back. Then you now have a moment of love at first sight. When he's doing I'm at your back. Another place you can meet people is the bank. Don't watch this.
Okay, I can't
the problem is that. I'm always looking absolute trash. The other day, I saw someone that his sister tried to set me up with him. I saw him in the bank. I was wearing my NYC uniform, looking awful.
No,
that night, it turned out we went to the same place. He saw me and he was like, "Wait, I don't understand." I said, "Yo, listen, blow up is real."
I have two friends I met from going to get toasties after.
Really?
After CDS. The first time they saw me out of my CDS uniform, both of these young men did not recognize me. I've never been so distraught in my life. Both of them, they were like,
they're thinking, what is this?
Mm-hmm. But if you can meet people, another good thing about meeting people in the bank is if the spirit of Amebo overtakes you, use one eye
to check what sort of situation.
To look at that statement.
What sort of situation they are in.
Look
why
at that
are they
statement.
In the bank? Are they going upstairs in the bank? Or are they hustling for with general you? Counter service with us? Is it private banking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are the key things. But I don't know. I feel like, everyone always says it's corny, but I've met tons of people at weddings.
FK meets people everywhere. If I hadn't stopped FK, this elite guy would have become one of our friends this evening. Now
I'd
be like,
promise you
FK,
that this guy is going to be on this podcast.
I mean, like,
I swear,
if I said FK, what are you up to this evening? FK would have said, and I quote, I'm hanging out with that guy we met. She now wants to add you into her madness so that she doesn't look like she's crazy. I'm hanging out with that guy.
Do you know what's so funny that happened after that? After Jola left, my taxi kept cancelling. So I sat down there. I saw my other friend. She now had a friend I never met. We now sat down and spoke to the guy together. Now we are now chatting as friends. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I said it.
Look,
but
me,
you meet people
you
at
can
weddings.
Meet people. You meet people at weddings. I think you actually really do because there's like you're on a big table or whatever. Everyone is mingling. Oh, hi, this is this person. So it's interesting. I just find that Lagos, when you meet people, you don't actually get to speak to them. You just kind of meet them randomly. Another big thing is I've met tons of people via Twitter.
Okay. Can I just stop you there? Two things. When you meet people at weddings, let me give you, because obviously my job here is to be the Debbie Downer.
I don't mind.
So, have you ever been to a wedding that you weren't exactly invited for? You are somebody's plus one.
Okay.
Then you meet somebody and he's the groom.
Oh,
has that ever happened to you before?
Personally, not me.
So, that's a danger
but
with Lagos.
But I know of it.
Mm-hmm. So,
I know
but meeting, and then meeting people at weddings for me is not a, because that's when we're all looking nice.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You wanna meet them at your
the
high
henny
point.
Makes him look taller.
The problem is that when you now say let's meet up tomorrow for lunch, when the person gets there, they're gonna be searching for you because your lashes are off, your hair is, they'll be
your eyebrow
your,
is now
your
is
makeup
line.
Your makeup has disappeared. They're gonna be searching for you. Ah, where is this babe that I saw? So that's the danger.
Mm.
But it's a prime candidate for this is what I can look like if you stick by me.
and make it through the rough patches. There are days, maybe every once above, I can look like
this. I can do this for you. So just keep that mental image in mind.
Where else? Yeah, I think social media is a big one.
If my mom was here, I didn't know what she was saying.
What?
You didn't meet anybody in the church?
I knew it. I knew that I was coming. If, let me tell you something. All the people I've met in church are very useless people.
Rubbish.
Absolute nonsense.
Zero.
The worst kind of. When I see them out, I just think to myself, why are you not the ones shouting in church that we couldn't hear what you were saying? Amen. This one, that. Which one did you learn? Those are people that I don't. Wow.
But meeting people in Lagos is hard because it's we spend time working or moving to another place.
Yeah.
To work.
We don't really get.
So like my best friend wakes up at 7 at like 8 o'clock. She's in the office by 9. That is plus bathing, commute, everything. So she has had her work day is literally 8 to 6. So she can be out for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Get home and still be in bed before 12. And have a full 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that can happen.
Like, you can have an actual full dating life.
Not yet.
In Lagos, I just don't feel... I feel like the most you can have out of a full dating life is the letter D.
Yeah.
Maybe if you are pushing it, DA.
That's all.
Full on dating, you must be bluffing.
Because are you going to give them after work? Which traffic is going to allow you to meet up for lunch? Or is it drinks or what? And also, there's just no, like, general... So if I go... If me and you go to, I don't know, Bogo Beer or something, are we now going to just start mingling? Of course. When people are even looking at you with one kind of eye, yes, do I know you? What's the problem? What do you mean? What is it? What? That's it. So I don't know. I don't really know where the best places are. And then let's back to this matchmaking thing. Introductions. That's a big one for missing people. You do something, have an event, then somebody will bring somebody else. Hello. A lot of my good friends now were introduced to me by another friend. That's it.
Is it friend we're talking about?
Okay.
Can you please open your ears?
Okay, the people that have been introduced to me by my friends, like I said, they've been very useless.
Mm-hmm. See, actually. So you have a theme here.
Because when it comes to, I think, guys, you know, friends, I don't know what they really think that you are like. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes I see the people they bring and I think to myself.
So you can now imagine who the matchmaker would think is for you.
Jolan, that is a professional, a qualified. This person, oh, did he not say he went to New York Institute of Matchmaking?
Mm? Huh?
Yes.
He went to what?
I mentioned Millionaire Matchmaker. He said, yeah, that's my colleague.
He went to what?
Institute of Matchmaking, love. In New York.
Is New York a place? Is it near Panty? Or what?
There's a certificate.
Okay.
He went... Jola. There's a certificate.
I don't mean to be Debbie Anna, but all I have to say to you is that...
You guys
are
married at first sight.
There's only one place you can meet people in Lagos. Your dreams. My dear, in your
actually,
dreams.
Actually, you can meet people in the club, but my dear, I suggest you take absolute caution because meeting people at night time very, very dangerous. You don't know what they look like in the day.
I think if it's night time, another thing to be wary of, and I keep saying this thing is when you meet him, how many drinks had you had by
good
that time? Because
that's why you think he's so
funny.
Do
you know one thing that Henny does? He'll become taller. Beard that was not there,
it
you draw it.
Full.
You draw it with your two
your
eyes. Accent, you be hearing it. Accent, you be hearing
it. The joke he did not make,
you are laughing. Hey, okay.
All of a sudden, he was kind, charming. You didn't know that he had age factor.
Inside the club.
Inside that very club.
Inside that club.
That dance that you people dance, love me.
He'll tell
romance.
You, oh, move back. Your mind will turn that into is a charming fellow.
You know, I'm telling your friends, I just don't know what it is. We just had a connection, my dear Henny. Hennessy. That's the name of the connection you have. So, I don't know where else you're supposed to meet people. I mean, I know.
Do you trust parents? Do you trust, like, if your parents introduce somebody to you?
Do you know the thing? More and more, I'm beginning to be like, let's see. Because, do you know why? And it's not from a good place. It's from a place of otisumi.
What more
I'm actually
do I have
incredibly
to lose?
What more do I have to lose? Let parents bring the one they have. Let's see. Because maybe they're able to when I was in Ghana, someone's father, I didn't know that was his father, said that what's the problem now that they're gonna set up a lunch that we are gonna marry. That was a big deal. You know. The guy said that don't be afraid of he was not saying, oh, maybe you think that I don't know him as well as other people know him. He said, anyway, as far as I see, he's a mumu. So don't be afraid of what I think about him. He said, but I think you can help his life. You can change him. I just thought to myself. And I was laughing while laughing. And my auntie said, go to the lunch, Sha. You never know. Listen, at this point, bring the one you have. Let's gauge them. I'm not opposed to not arranged marriage or whatever, but a setup introduction, because I don't have time for wahala. I don't. Why? Who do I want? I don't want to start meeting people that I've never seen them from. You know when you meet people, you can't connect another person that knows them. What does that mean? Mm. They're just complete, utter strangers in your life. Or let's say me one older guy is 30-something. You don't know his whole story. Don't know that he's a useless person.
Do you know, maybe we'll do another topic. Another day we'll talk about this topic. Because let me tell you something. When I meet men that are way older, not that I'm missing anybody anymore. Hmm. But when my friends tell me he's 34, I'll say, auntie, you're 20. You're 24.
What's happening? You're 23. He couldn't find.
Between 34 and 23, there are so many women in his circle that are older than you. It's now you, Mumu, that is sought to come and sweep off, sweep off your witless feet.
They're always liquid in terms of God. They're always liquid. They've seen it all. They know all the lines. They know everything to say. They're flagrant in this game. They know. They're well-versed. You don't know anybody he knows. So for me, the closer to home, the better. Let them start introducing. It's working. I've seen it work.
Well, you've seen the parent introduction work. So anyway, we've given you some help. Your dreams, the church, the club, weddings, traffic,
weddings,
matchmaker service,
Twitter.
Social media social is actually media very is good one. But the best thing is, if you meet somebody on Twitter, please go and look for their Facebook. That's where they write their remind. That's where they write forward if Jesus died for you. That's where you see the kind of person that you are following. That's where you see them writing stories about how Donald Trump was injected by Jesus become president.
That's what
you better go and check.
Go and check their Facebook. Check their Instagram. Anybody that is any man in this day and age that is posting that 5-picture collage or using sepia filter, forget it. Don't, as a lunatic, a person can kill you. Forget it. Yeah, post them. So gauge all these things we told you. Friends introducing you to other people, I think, is good. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people here are afraid to meet new people. I'm always like, I'm going to go to a random new place. I'm going to talk to new people. I'm going to meet
Because you're an extrovert, boo.
Yeah, but it's weird and it's scary. But then when I now meet the new people, everybody, how do you know this one? Hello. I left my home. That's actually the key fact. You want to stay at home. I'm saying, and you don't meet anybody new. I don't understand. So your living room, we should all come. Yes, of course you're not going to meet anybody. You're at home. So my dear, if you want to stay at home, forget it. It's not going to happen for you. That's it. Now today is what? Okay, yesterday was Wednesday. I told you, go to Crossroads. That's a good place. People are there. Thursday is what? Zemba, International Spices. That's what are there. Although I don't know if you want to meet all these Lebanese people, but it's okay.
I'm tired of you know you're sick.
It's still okay for you. Then there's Shrine happening tonight. Although, again, like I said, I want me somebody that is Igbo is heavy in his blood. I'm sorry for you.
You not tell him that, oh, we should meet up. Then on the way there, you call you that is in the police station. Why? He falls with somebody on the way there and broke bottle.
Yeah, I don't know. I think introductions. I'm just thinking about it. Three of my friends are in good condition now. They were set up by the rest of us. So, meanwhile, you people won't set me up. Good. No problem. Jola.
What?
You've not set me up since, buddy.
FK, have you ever wondered?
The thing is, you know, people are wicked.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
People are wicked. Once their situation just changes, they're just different. They don't care about others. You know what? I've seen this. Lies. We're going to talk about this another time. About what happens to change. People, the episode is going to be called You Have Changed.
You Have Changed episode.
Jola, you have changed.
You are sick. You are sick.
So, if you guys want to set me up with somebody that has sense, let's
send us an email. Or send us at...
Not like professional CV, like relational
relationship CV.
Maybe the last girl was crazy. That's what the one that we want to know.
Everything you know? Need to know.
Uh-huh. His, maybe they broke his mom. When he was his 12. Mom.
He reports to his mom.
Lack of sense. Mm-hmm. We want to see that one also. So relational CV, send it. Beards only. I beg. I don't have time to start grooming a child.
There's one person in Lagos that I've seen that doesn't have a beard. And I dig it.
Yeah.
One.
There's only one that, even me as I'm talking now. Even without that beard.
Is the same
guy,
person that?
If that guy comes near me, you guys, it's over. I won't even feel one single shame. I won't feel one single shame. I will move to it with
speed and alacrity.
I'll even change my mind. Beards are even of the devil. very useless.
Speed.
So if it's that guy, then we move.
And if you are a fool, if you think we're going to tell you, Oloju Kokoro, find your own.
Nonsense. Look at them. Who is it? Shut up. Face your front.
Face your front.
Tell me to face your
own. I'll find your own.
Anyway, yeah, you guys should send. What are we talking about next? Let's try and decide now so you guys can. Have you guys been sending us emails? What's the meaning of that? So rude. We come here, we talk. Then people
dispense
don't want
advice,
send us.
Help you. Like today, I'm giving people six places.
So many places. Also, another place, if you guys are in Koi, that supermarket on Cameron Road, I'm always seeing people there, but it's likely that they're buying groceries for their family. So, good luck with that. But honestly, they're always there. I just keep seeing all these people on, you know, way back from work, just buying one or two quick things, sugar. So, that's it. What else again? Thursday night football. If you want to go there and be a spectator. Okay, of the men playing football. That's also a good one for you. Where else again? Churchill. What's up, Brooke? I'm telling you. That's a good place. I don't know about... Well, anyway, let me not say much. But they're there. Where else again? I don't know.
That's it, Jerry.
But the bridge. Have you seen Skinny Girl in Transit? Tiwa is always meeting people on the Lekki Bridge. Running, jogging.
And once she meets them, she stops jogging.
That's it. So go there. Although your exercise routine might fail. But go there.
Yeah.
So yeah, send us emails, go there. So Jala, what do you have to leave the people with? Like, what have you been?
What have I been reading? What have I been listening to? I went on a book buying binge as usual. And so I'm currently reading. I've just finished reading Stay With Me by Ayobami Adebayo, I think it is. And it's like the book. I was up for an extra like 40 minutes thinking about stuff.
Really? Is it emotional?
It's just really emotional.
What's like it about?
About very fragile love and betrayal.
Let me read it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll bring it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, about love and like things like how children shape, children of the lack thereof shape relationships.
Oh,
so
I don't want to
I don't want to give too much away, but you read it and you just be... Communication is key, basically.
Key,
so
guys.
If my dream would be to be able to get, as one of the guests on this podcast, to be able to get the author to talk about, not about the book, obviously, because we want people to read the book, but just, I feel like her thoughts on lots of different things, even the dynamics between mother and daughter, stepmother and stepchild, like all those things, husband and mother, and it was really well written and very, like, the book broke my heart a little, but yeah, I enjoyed it. So I read that, and I'm currently reading Love Does Not Win Elections by Aisha. I don't know if her surname is pronounced Oshori or Osori.
Mm.
Or Osori. I don't even know. But it's a really good book. She ran for House of Reps in 2015 and lost. And so this is her story of who she had to meet, what she had to pay, and the dynamics of politics. So you, from the outside looking in, it's easy to see. Yeah. I just don't understand why these people are behaving like this. And the more I've read this book, the more like heartbroken I've become about, like, you think it's easy to change it, and it's really not. My song of the week is Q-Dot's New School Akpala.
Okay, so that's one way to
And you're
going to
love it, because I'm going to play for you right after this. And it's a wonderful...
play it.
It's a wonderful jam. You guys, think of my track. Think of my... But you know, people have been commenting about, like, oh, Jala, actually, this is that
I
song
and
it was
dope. I didn't actually see them comment.
Okay, that's only the point.
That's
maybe it was in my mind.
I didn't see a single person actually commenting.
Anyway, you guys...
But sure
go back to the old episodes and listen out for my music recommendations. This week is Q-Dot, New School Akpala.
Okay.
And it's lit!
All right, no problem.
You and Paul?
I've not actually been reading anything. Look, I'm tired. Okay, I have a lot of work to do right now.
I say I'm dodging people that I'm owing work. You didn't hear me?
Am I lying that I don't have time to read? Maybe I am. I want to start watching This Is Us, the TV show. I've heard it's good. I don't know what it's about.
I started watching it, but it's not really my thing.
Really?
So it's emotional and everything.
But
it's Grey's type of emotion.
Oh, okay. But
yeah,
what's the problem?
But I tend to like more like crime and investigation type shows. So all the CSI,
Killing.
Law and Order, something like that. Because this is just... We'll have this... talk another day, but you know what I'm preparing for? Nigerian men won't kill you,
so you have to know all the tricks of the trade.
Let me tell you my own plan. If you start stressing me, I'll go to your mother. I'll say, excuse me, ma, your son wants to kill me, so me, I'm here to kill you. Because they cannot kill me for my mother.
Won't
and his own mother will suffer.
Okay, so simple. Yeah, I'm not reading or watching anything, but we will seen. But yeah, like I said, I'm genuinely up to something. Next couple of days, y'all gonna see what's happening. I'm not releasing a track, so I don't think that you should get your hopes up in terms of that. I can never click. So, but it's coming. Something is coming. I sound like DJ Khaled, and I really like that. I can do this hype. Something is coming. I'm up to something. Another one.
Whatever.
You know? So, yeah, look out for it. It's called 630. Y'all ain't ready. Anyway, so you people heard it here first. You guys, it doesn't mean anything. It's not going to affect you in any positive way. But be glad that you listen to this podcast. So, yeah, lots of love and light and that. Email us. Our email address is...
I said what I said. Is it podcast?
@gmail.com.
I said what I said, podcast@gmail.com, and then...
Or there's another one, I think it's... Do you know what? Go to the social media pages or the SoundCloud, whatever. The email address is there. Send us some things. Or contact Jola at Jules. She can help you. Alrighty, ask her guys with your stories and your life. If there's anything you guys want us to... We want to have guests, yo. So, not that we're going to take your suggestions to heart... Okay, don't get me wrong. I don't want you to start thinking, oh, you suggested somebody and we didn't bring them out. So what? But suggest the people that you like to hear on the podcast, okay? Probably we're not going to get them because, you know, who are you? But suggest them anyway. And from next week, hopefully we'll have some guests to make things a little bit spicy. I'm looking for some specific